Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble. John Fay here from Pleasanton, California. Welcome to Castro Valley High School in the CMEA Bay Section Band and Orchestra East Festival on May 4th, 2019. It's my pleasure to serve as one of your adjudicators, listening to all of the work that you guys have put in these last few months and giving you feedback in the areas of quality of sound, technique, and musicality. I want to wish you the very best of luck. Have a great time up on stage, and we'll get back to you when you're ready to begin. All right, Hopkins. Very, very good. Great opening. I have to just be careful. Trumpets of the first note, just those entrances, making sure they're nice and clear. I really like the length of note at number nine from the middle woodwinds on the 16th note. Digga, 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 da. And then really the length of note was beautiful. Yeah, appreciate also the attention to detail with regards to the dynamic contrast. Yeah, keep working on the upper register intonation up on that D flutes. I think it's between the flute and the piccolo. Just a wonderful musicality from the triplets and the approach to the triplet playing, and just again the time that you're taking, really shows that you're in control of this music, which is nice. Support trombones. Yeah, be careful that it doesn't come out D, da da D. Those are 16th notes. D, ba ba B. So there's a little more broadness to the triplet approach that needs to happen in that melody. Yeah, support that trombones when you get up to that E flat. Beautiful horns. Yeah, be careful of the supporting. The whole note, 76, just a little loud. I really like the fact that we're trying to play piano on these melodies. We really got to make sure that we're playing, piano minus or even double piano on those whole notes. Yeah, not bad with the time control here. I think the other piece is just making sure I got the center just occasionally. Every once in a while, a note just doesn't find its center. And so don't crack the notes. Yeah, find the center of pitch in that middle low register cornets, trumpets, B, da, 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 dee. So finding, and make sure that it's the Same pitch all across the ensemble, or all across the section. Nice textural changes, good control of time between. Yeah, very sense tasty dynamics as well from the percussion. Really, really good job. Yeah, nice job. Even more from the timpani here at the end with regards to that solo, the quarter notes, maestoso at the K. Just, again, some minor fluctuations in and tone control, entrances sometimes. But overall, just a really, really good control and handle of the musical responsibilities for this piece, and this is a tough piece. Woodwinds, really good job with the 16th note phrases, and again, those textural changes, not always successful in the middle, but certainly as you got to the end, when the texture thinned out, and a really good job of handling the time and the getting allowing the continuity of the phrases to continue the flow to continue. I think the other thing I would also kind of maybe give you a little bit more permission would be when you have that double forte downbeat eighth note with the accent when it starts, ba dee da da dee da 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 pa at the beginning. I would give you permission just to give me a little more oomph to that note, a little more pop to it. I think that sometimes in an effort to make sure that you don't overplay, that it ended up just kind of sitting there like a letter I on the last time it kind of happened. So it's just a matter of just giving you permission to make that pop a little more. Here's a lullaby for Noah. Yeah, I would say, again, more air, more confidence at the beginning just to make sure that it doesn't come out as a mistake or a potential mistake, that you come out with that confidence of that dissonance in the half note. And then same thing with the piccolo solo at the in the third bar, just those first notes. Again, it exudes the confidence that the ensemble should have with regards to this music. Wonderful, wonderful flute, projection flute sound. Very, very nicely done. Yeah, nice tone quality coming from the piccolo too. It's just a nice, forceful sound. I think be conscious of the dynamic. I know that you know, it's difficult to play the piano, the mezzo piano in that range, but just kind of be mindful of that mezzo piano, that it's not too forceful. Good balance here to the clarinets. Just be careful of time as your director is trying to to work the musical lines, and sometimes it's going to go a little faster, sometimes it's going to go a little slower. Just, check in with him. Eyes are up about once every measure. In this tempo, I'd say at least twice. With 3/4, maybe only once, but still, just make sure you're checking in and everybody, make sure that we're together and on the right beats and when those time changes are going to happen, or those tempo changes are going to happen, just got to make sure you're there. be careful of that gaposis that can happen. If too many people on that sustained clarinets drop out at 50, that because you're getting ready for the next phrase, I would say in terms of stagger breathe, that you take one or two off per part, one off per part, and then either sneak back in or come in on the eighth notes, but certainly making sure that everybody else is maintaining that sustained note and that C all the way through the downbeat of 51. Yeah, jump on those eighth notes a little bit more. That eighth note rest is not that long. And then watch your release there, Felix. In order for that effect to happen, you have to be out of the way on the downbeat of 66 so that the trumpets can echo you. Yeah, center of the air, center of the tone. Make sure the embouchure's set and ready to go for that C, tubas. Yeah, some pitch issues and just some balance issues overall in terms of the confidence of the trumpet players. So I think everybody's, the whole notes are trying to play the right dynamic level, and it just didn't feel like that the trumpets were up there at that forte. The clarity of that rhythm was sort of suspect, and that connection and that phrase also was it was a little haggard there in that transition. Yeah, really handling the dissonance well. Bassoons, nice job. Just nice and even, and the tone. And also the intonation is really strong in terms of just holding on to that dissonance. Yeah, a little more delicate with the downbeat of that alt tempo. Had a similar problem earlier. It's a neat sound, neat color here with the muted trumpet. Wow, impeccable pitch. That open fifth really worked well. Nice pitch, really good job. Good air support all the way through there. Again, being able to isolate those, you've got some strong players in the soloists, helping that out. But also like the bassoons, just that being able to nail that, again, the center of pitch on there, some things that you would want to work on, the confidence in the beginning, of course, be careful of the dynamics and make sure that it's not too loud in those places. I get what has to be done in order for the sound to come out, but, I think, you want to explore some of those abilities to be able to control the sound at the softer dynamic levels for the I'm mostly talking about that piccolo section at the beginning, and then 80, just that transition between between sections, and then when you do have to restart and you have to when you have those releases and then you start again, that it's the what needs to happen from an embouchure standpoint, air support standpoint, and then the tongue. And the tongue in place and then releasing all of that, all those mechanisms all happening at the same time. Right now what's happening is that tongue may release, but then the air may go, but then the embouchure is not ready for it. Or the embouchure may be ready and you go, but the air's late. Or that the air isn't going fast enough to get the reed or the embouchure to vibrate at the right time. So it's a matter of just the timing of all of those things to make sure that it that those starts of phrases, starts of notes can happen successfully. So a little thing on the beginning here. Alto sax solo should really be at that tempo that you want to take it at number 7. I don't mind that the saxophone does it on his own, but in terms of setting up what's going to happen at number 7, the break and then the restart at a different tempo kind of breaks up the continuity of that phrase a little bit too much. So again, I would be looking at continuity and connection between the first 6 bars of the solo for the alto sax that connects directly into the clarinet adding in without the break, but also keeping that whatever is going to happen be at the same tempo. Okay, be careful of sticking out of the ensemble there. Good balance underneath the trumpet and the clarinet duet here. I think it was the alto sax, I think, as you came in, or somewhere right around there, 23, just kind of sticking out a little bit. Good alignment between the alto and the flute here. Nice. Good job, woodwinds. Wonderful phrasing there on the flutes. I would say the melody, bring it out more. Ya, ya, da, that melody piece. I think that's oboe 2, trumpet 2, trombone, euphonium. Wonderful. I love the context you put this in. You didn't let it get too loud, but you still are able to show the dynamic contrast between between forte and the mezzo piano that happens at 56. Nicely done. And again, really, really good job with pitch. Just good air support going all the way through there. Just beautiful. Yeah, that pitch is not so steady. That looks like between the bassoon and tenor sax. Yeah, I would leave the. I wouldn't do too much of a decay on those quarter notes trumpets. Da 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 di da da di da da da. A little more length, less of decay, and let the accents on the and of 2 really drive that. But not too much of the emphasis and the decay on those other quarter notes. Yeah, this is good on the quarter notes, woodwinds. Yeah, but don't take the breath. Don't cut those off. Da, da, dee, da, da, da. You know, you're trying to sneak that breath in. But what's happening is it comes out as being staccato because you've played it as an eighth note with an eighth note rest. And that's not what's written. Yeah, the dotted quarters in 35 and 36. D, D, D. Again, a little emphasis, but decay off of those for sure. Because you've got a crescendo going on in there, but you've also got to make sure it's lining up and getting out of the way of the moving line. Pa, pa, a little more, again, for me, a little too passive on these quarter note accents, trombones. Yeah, be careful, bass drum. A little too loud here on the impact here. We're really covering up the chords and the notes and the chords that the ensemble is trying to present. More marimba. I would take a look at them. I mean, it looks like they're playing with a harder mallet. I would just maybe strike that a little bit harder. Flutes, as you finish that phrase, don't cut off those last notes. Dia da dia da di da, and then hold on to those quarter notes. Mm-mm. Yeah, percussion. I need to hear more of the ice on that sustain notes, and then they release. I should be hearing all percussion in that set, in that bar 119. Beautiful ending. Wow, nicely done. Really, really good job. I think an excellently rehearsed ensemble. I think that there's some, clarity things and sometimes overplaying, but just some fun work that you guys have done and some excellent work that you guys have done on this music. I think just be careful not to cut notes off at the end, especially as you are trying to push a breath into the mix. And then when you get to an end of a phrase, finish it. Don't cut the note short so that that you're cheating the phrase, or it's letting it sort of feel like or hear or sounding like it's dying at the end. Conceptually, overall, I think that the ensemble is doing a great job. Really have no complaints except for just some of the more smaller detail type of things that are going on in the song. So bravo, great work. Thank you for everything you've, all the work that you put in and for your performance today. Hope my comments meant some help. Best of luck.